Legends of the past return to Giants Stadium to witness the biggest game there in over a decade.
The towels are waving. The fans are fired up. 60 minutes from the Super Bowl. Will it be the Vikings or the New York Giants?
They ain't seen nothing like us. Get after their ass. Forget it. The end, all right? So respect on three. One, two, three, respect.
On the game's fourth play, the Giants struck.
Collins back, steps up over the middle, and he's got a man. It's Mr. Hilliard to the five, touchdown! 46 yards down the left side. I want to be like Hank. He's got six.
And what a perfectly blown pass by Collins.
Quarterback Kerry Collins would continue his season of redemption by playing the best game of his career.
Looking, throwing down the right side. He's got Camilla.
Sensing blood in the water.
Before Minnesota's offense has ever stepped on the field, the Giants have 13 points.
With accuracy and touch, Collins torched the Viking secondary for 381 yards. As a national audience looked on in disbelief, Collins found receivers like Ike Hilliard and Amani Toomer with astounding regularity.
Look, lobs it back corner of the end zone for Toomer. He's got a touchdown! Yeah! Yeah! He just outworked the defensive back.
I mean, he was right on target.
Oh, what a play by Collins!
He's having a superb game. Collins' fifth touchdown
a new
of the
Giants
game.
Record.
Yes.
Boy, for an NFC title game, you would never have expected this in a million years.
The Vikings on the near side glancing up at the scoreboard. A bit shocked, a bit dazed.
This game is over. This game was over in the first quarter. I told these guys in the first quarter, hey, Giants can't be beat, and Minnesota may not score.
Keep them off the board! Keep them off the scoreboard!
John Fox's defense would shut down young sensation Dante Culpepper and hold the vaunted receiving tandem of Randy Moss and Chris Carter to a mere five catches. In the end, the Giants simply wanted it more.
The final score, the Giants 41, the Vikings nothing. Super Bowl, here we come.
Great job.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Thanks for everything.
Hey, put it on your shoulder. You get it right on through there. I mean it.
It's the best feeling I ever had, baby. I'm going to Tampa. I'm going to my first Super Bowl, baby.
Although the Giants would not win Super Bowl 35, that one loss should never be allowed to dim the memory of what was truly a remarkable season. A season in which the Giants lived the American dream. Theirs was a story of hard work and perseverance. A story of a coach who made a bold guarantee and a team that rallied around him. In the year 2000, the New York Football Giants began a new century by stunning the football world. That spectacular season is now behind them, but the Giants will be back to show that the American dream lives on.
Okay, thank you, JB. Now to present the George S. Halas Trophy representing the NFC champion New York Giants. Please say hello to Mr. Ed McCaskey of Chicago Bears.
Terry, how are you?
I'm
glad
fine,
to
sir.
See you. I think it's only proper that George Halas' favorite daughter, Virginia, present the trophy to Bob Tisch and Will Mara.
All right, Ed.
How you doing, Virginia?
This has been a fun time. And we're so happy to be here to present the George Halas Trophy to the Mara family, our long association with them, to Bob Tisch, Ernie Accorsi, and especially Coach Jim Fossil and all the Giants. Congratulations!
All right, Mr. Mara. I would pick that trophy up, sir, but it's awfully heavy. Mr. Mayor, you've been around an awfully long time. Have you ever seen anything like this Giant football team?
No, I haven't. And bear in mind, this is the Giant team that was referred to as the worst team ever to win the home field advantage in the National Football League. And today, on this field of painter's mud, we proved that we're the worst team ever to win the National Football Conference Championship. And I'm happy to say that in 2 weeks, we're going to try to become the worst team ever to win the Super Bowl.